It's 1047. This is WGN. Katie Law is the leader of the Chicago Greeters Program. Hey, Katie, it's John Williams. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Well, thank you for having me. I'm doing great on this beautiful sunny day.
Yeah, what a good day to tour Chicago. So you know why I called originally. I wanted a safety program that would help people that are anxious about touring Chicago. And you don't provide that. But what the Chicago Greeters do is greet people like friends and then take them to where they want to go in the city. That's a pretty fair description, right?
It is a fair description. And it's a free service. And it's actually for small groups. So you really are able to have a conversation that we use volunteers. All of our greeters are volunteers. And they represent the Chicagoland, the area. It's a visitor program, but it's also open to people in the, you know, residents of Chicago and Chicagoland area to learn about our neighborhoods and get an idea of how to, you know, get around the city. But mainly we're a visitor program.
Yeah, yeah. Well, pre-pandemic, you were exclusively a visitor program. It wasn't for folks in Chicago. In 2019, where did folks come from to use your service then? Where were you mostly getting people?
Well, 60% of our visitors were international guests from all over the world. Our main countries were, you know, Canada, France, Germany, you know, South America, Spain, and, you know, pretty much actually all over we would get visitors. And then from all 50 of our states. So when the pandemic happened in our, you know, the visitors, we weren't able to get all of those visitors anymore. We did open up the program to residents of Chicago and Chicagoland. So, and we will continue doing that. It's just been great, actually. I think people really appreciate getting to know their neighborhoods.
And the guides work, the guides are not paid and they don't take tips. This is true volunteerism.
Right.
And it's
groups
of six or less, which is surprisingly intimate. And then do they determine where you go, or do you say, hey, I want to see the Bean, or I want to go to a restaurant? I mean, how does it work? What do they do?
Well, when visitors apply online, and it is you do apply online, and you request a greeter at least 2 weeks in advance, they're able to write down their very generally what their interests are. You know, architecture, history, markets, food markets, the river, and things like that. The greeter sees that, and they also, if they want to make a special note, like I'd love to go to Bronzeville, or my, you know, I've never been to Pilsen, or my family used to live in this area. The greeter also sees that. But really, once the greeter is assigned their visitor, they contact the visitor, and they use that time to kind of get to know what the visitor is interested in, and, you know, they make a plan. So it's really up to the greeter and the guest what they're going to be seeing.
I see.
Generally, they're with their visitors for 2 to 4 hours, so there's enough time to get a pretty good idea of the area they're covering. And we supply CTA cards also for free for the greeter and for their visitors. So not only do they have like a friend in town, they're also learning how to get about the city on public transportation.
Yeah, which is sometimes the best way to get around. If you had a car, you got to park, or you waste time parking or trying to get ready to be walking. Yeah.
Well, there's also, you know, we're lucky to be in Chicago, which is such a walkable city. Mm-hmm. So, you know, many of our visits don't use public transportation. They're just kind of walking around the area. The greeter might meet their visitors in the area that they're going to be visiting also. So there's just many different ways that they kind of meet. So
that's an interesting point about the walkability of Chicago, because if you said, what are the things you want to see? You know, we just talked about this with the British consul a minute ago. He was in our studio, and I said, you want to see the Bean, you want to see the river tour, or the architecture boat tour, maybe Navy Pier. You want to go to one of the famous skyscrapers. Well, all of those are within an hour walk. I mean, that's an easy afternoon in the city if you wanted to do those things right there.
Right. It is. But, you know, one of the things about our program that's so great is that it's really based on what the volunteer greeters, what they love about their city. and they want to show visitors maybe their favorite neighborhood, maybe the neighborhood they live in, or their favorite place to go get, you know, this is my favorite street I walk down, or I love this part of the lake. And so it goes beyond what things people can do on their own, like go to the Willis Tower or go to the Art Institute. Many of our greeters walk guests around the Millennium Park or our new River Walk. I mean, we just have so many really accessible visitor, you know, places to take visitors. We're super lucky in Chicago. So we will highlight those, but we'll also take them into our neighborhoods. And people are, you know, people are really interested, and we all know this from when we travel. People are interested to know how people live, what they do, where do they go have a cup of coffee. You know, one of the questions a lot of greeters get when they're with, especially international guests, is where do you grocery shop? You know, they're just like curious.
Absolutely. Well, when I've traveled internationally, and Brenda and I have been lucky enough to lead a lot of groups overseas, I'm as interested in, is right, the common experience. What's your target?
Exactly.
What's your grocery store situation? I'm fascinated to go in and see what they have and how they pay for it, the day-to-day life stuff. And I think you also make an interesting point, Katie. Katie Law's on the line, leader of the Chicago Greeters Program. We'll tell you how you can click on in just a minute. But when we're overseas, we very much appreciate just seeing what people's day-to-day life is like. But I also think you make an interesting point that here in Chicago, anybody knows to go to Willis Tower or the Bean. But you're right. I think a lot of us know, here's a real cool cafe, or here's a part of the park that nobody knows about. Look at this view. And that's something that a local will have, a real local, that somebody looking at a tourist guide wouldn't.
Right. And because the group is so small, you get to really have a conversation, and you get to share how, even people from other parts of the country, you know, I'm from the West Coast, and when I moved to Chicago, all I wanted to do was walk up and down the neighborhood streets, because I hadn't seen brick 2 flats, 3 flats, gray stones.
Right.
I hadn't seen that kind of stuff, and I was just fascinated. So you have to also realize that you're maybe with somebody from, you know, Texas, and they don't, you know, they're not used to Chicago streets, and they're going to be really interested in walking around a neighborhood.
Yeah.
So it's
well, you also told me off the air that the number one country for this program, greeters are everywhere, is France. The notion that the French are so provincial and not interested in us is is not true. Not borne out by that fact. So, Katie, if I want to do this, if I want to be a greeter or use the greeter service, what's the website? How do I do this?
So you go on chicagogreeter.com, and you'll reach our website, and you can, you know, say sign up for a visit. You can also, we're a program of Choose Chicago, so you can also get to our, website through the Choose Chicago website, which is so filled with visitor information. I mean, it's really the one-stop place for you. So you can go through Choose Chicago and search Chicago Greeter, or you can go on chicagogreeter.com. And, you know, if you want to be a greeter too, I mean, we're always looking for new greeters. So you can, on that same website, you can also sign up to volunteer. And it's really a fun experience. You get to meet people from all over.
Well,
and you get to tell you all your stories.
That's it. I think a lot of us who have friends come into town are Chicago greeters, but now we can do it for other people as well. ChicagoGreeter.com. Katie Law is in charge. And what a good thing that we've met, Katie. Thanks for sharing that information today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for letting me talk about my favorite subject.
It's 10:56.